there anything that you would like people to know about you that we don't know?
I don't think I've ever had any secrets to me. My life was an open book, dear. I mean, I was never ashamed of what I did, dear, in my life. I think I did pretty good. Pretty much like a human being, you know.
Like a bench.
Yeah. I always tell my grandson, one of them, the Johnny Ruslander, if you get a good job, he's never worked, he doesn't want to work there. I said, you'd be a bench.
He said, how old is he?
He's already in his 30s, honey. Nice kid, nice boy, good looking, nice personality. Never had a steady job. He's the only one, too, was in my family.
He never wanted to be a lawyer like his father?
He never wanted to be a bench. That's the whole thing. His father's a great guy. Well, it happens in every family. I wouldn't say every family, but in many families it happens.
You remain close to Julian?
Yeah, I'm close to all of them, honey. All of them. I've never changed my attitude towards the son-in-law that was married to my daughter. He's remarried, you know, many years. I've been very close to the children. I'll never forget their anniversaries, their birthdays.
And you keep track of all the rest of us who aren't your children.
Yeah. I'm busy always with the anniversaries and the birthdays, too.
When did you learn?
I love it, Judy. I adore it.
When did you start crocheting afghans?
I made the first one. I started in Florida. You know, there's a lot of time. There's nothing to do, so I went into the knitting shop and started an afghan. And with that, I made hundreds of them. I gave them away, dear. I always made them for somebody. And I enjoy doing it because I was busy with it, you know. It took my time up a little bit. And everybody enjoyed them. I don't know how many hundreds I made, but I made plenty. And I couldn't do it anymore now. My eyes are bad. I made one not too long ago, but my vision was still good there.
Do you have trouble?
I made it for my grandson. I had forgotten to. He got married, and they were here on a visit, and I had a square made or something, and she was in my room and admired it. And I said, honey, did I make you an afghan? She said, no. So I made her one and sent it to her. That's the last one. And my eyes got bad.
Do you watch television very much?
Yes, I like television. I don't know what to do without it, Judy.
What kind of programs do you like to watch?
I like there's nothing much on anymore like it used to be here. It isn't, the television isn't what it used to be there. It used to have wonderful subjects sometimes wonderful old pictures, you know. Or musicals, I used to love the musicals always. I was very fond of good music, classical music. I never liked the jazz or any of that. Rock and roll. I never went for that. But I like the good music.
Did you like to go?
You don't get that anymore.
Did you like to go to the Pittsburgh Symphony?
I used to be a member, honey. I used to go regularly. And then I had it on television, you know. They used to put it on television. They don't anymore. They cut that out. But I love good music. My daughter has the Viennese waltzes and everything. What do you call it? It's a radio, so I think, you know, she puts it up. She played it for me. Well, I was having much of a do for me. The Viennese waltz, you know, I adore those waltzes and music. I used to love it always. Well, that was a time, honey, when I can't see the things now that I want to see. So, I make the best of it.
Well, you do a good job.
Well, Julia, thank God I reached 97. Up until 96, I was just as good as ever. It started on my 97th birthday. I never had a good day. So, I have to make the best of it, that's all. Nothing you can do about it.
Well, I thank you for letting me interview you.
Oh, you're welcome. The straw roof and everything. It's amazing, really. I sometimes wonder, how can you remember? I remember the kitchen and everything.
Did you ever go back to Europe?
Never. I've been in Europe, but not in the village where we were born in. I've been to Europe, but I haven't been there. It didn't even exist after we left here. I don't think it ever, I don't know of anybody that went back to tell that, you know, it still exists.
Mm-hmm.
Existing, but I don't think it did.
Did most of the Jews leave, you know, in the early 1900s from your town?
When we came out, honey, when we left the village, there was not much to it anymore, really. Because my father kept up the thing, too, with his business, you know. He supplied that whole village with meats and everything. And after he was gone, you know, they had no one to do it. So I think that little village went to the dogs altogether. And he came to this country. He worked very hard. But he never got anywhere. You know, there are a lot of people like that.
How did you get to this
country? See, I worked hard with my husband, but we got places. We worked very hard, but we got places. We made a very wonderful success in our business. How we got to where, dear?
When you came to the United States, did you come in a big boat?
It was, the name of it was Rotterdam here. And it was a big boat, but we came third class. We couldn't afford the second or first class. So we made the best of it, honey.
Did you come to Ellis Island?
Yeah. My father came to pick us up. I remember, just as plain, I remember they gave us sauerkraut for lunch when we got off the ship. And none of us wanted it, but I ate the sauerkraut. I didn't eat the meat, whatever. I don't know what kind of meat was in there. But I just ate the kraut. I can still remember. Then he took us right to New York to the apartment. And we got acclimated here, you know. Didn't take long.
Fascinating.
But all in all, honey, when you look back, like I do sometimes, in the years that I have lived, all these years that I have lived, honey, I can say that they were happy years. Even though it was hard, it was a hard life at first, you know. But we made a wonderful success in our furniture business, had a beautiful family, and I say that accounts for all, for the bad things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good philosophy, dear.
Yes, it is. Well,
because we can't all be successful. We can't all be wealthy. But when you work hard, you get places. And it takes hard work, Judy, that's what I say. And we worked very hard when we started our business. We made it.
Very good.